This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
It's 77 degrees in Carbondale, 70 in Mount Vernon, and 70 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. Our excessive heat warning continues through 6 o'clock this evening. We'll see a partly cloudy sky, a high of 100 degrees. Winds will be west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And because the humidity is up, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. A lot like what we saw yesterday, pop-up showers and storms that may dump some heavy rain and some areas, but most of us will stay dry. Illinois is now into a new fiscal year and has a new state budget. It includes the closure of local facilities, as Governor Pat Quinn says he wants to use the money in other ways. Quinn says he remains at odds with lawmakers who allocated money to keep open state facilities that he decided to close.
I disagree, and that's why I have vetoed out spending for those facilities, and we're going to close them. And that money is available for reallocation.
The budget closes or consolidates 57 state facilities. The governor projects saving $82 million this fiscal year and $136 million next fiscal year. The closures include the Tams Correctional Center, the Illinois Youth Center at Murfreesboro, the Adult Transition Center in Carbondale, and the Murray Developmental Center in Centralia, along with dozens of others across the state. The governor says he'll ask lawmakers to reallocate $57 million that he cut from the Department of Children and Family Services, an agency in which the governor says lawmakers took too much. The budget reduces discretionary spending by $1.4 billion and sets aside another $1.3 billion to pay overdue bills. A year ago, Governor Quinn said he would rescind pay raises promised to some 30,000 unionized state employees. Today, a judge is expected to rule on whether or not that's legal. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Last year's announcement of the canceled raises was a blow, considering it was coming from a Democratic governor who'd won election thanks to support from the state's largest public employees union. AFSCME members in 14 state agencies were told they wouldn't get a series of pay bumps, even though the raises were guaranteed in their contracts. Since then, employees at four of those agencies did get raises, but workers in the remaining 10 are still waiting. A Cook County Circuit Court judge is expected to rule today whether Quinn can cancel the raises or if it's an illegal breach of contract. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says public workers
are being blamed and demonized wherever they turn. So people are demoralized and beset, and it shouldn't be that way.
The governor's office didn't respond to a request for comment, but Quinn has argued he had to freeze the workers' wages because legislators didn't appropriate enough money in the budget to pay them. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The Illinois Department of Human Services has announced it'll reevaluate the role of its Office of Inspector General. The announcement follows a report that the agency failed to investigate the deaths of disabled people who allegedly were victims of neglect and abuse. In a statement on Friday, Department spokeswoman January Smith-Trader said Human Services is reviewing the Inspector General's office role under current law. A Belleville News Democrat investigation reveals that since 2003, the Inspector General did not investigate 53 cases called into the agency's hotline that told of disabled adults who were allegedly abused or neglected and later died. The reason stated for not investigating was that the dead are, quote, ineligible for services. A group which fought for civil unions in Illinois now wants to take it a step further. Equality Illinois Executive Director Bernard Chakosoff says since civil unions are not providing the equality lawmakers intended, the lawmakers should enact same-sex marriage.
We believe that lawmakers have a job to do. In passing civil unions, they hoped to provide full equality to loving, committed, gay and lesbian couples. But as we've learned, they haven't provided that equality. So we believe the lawmakers, at the next opportunity, have to revisit that conversation and pass full marriage equality for same-sex couples.
In the first year of civil unions, there were 4,910 couples who took out licenses in Illinois, plus same-sex couples who were married or civil unioned in other states whose relationship is now recognized here. Civil unions were supposed to give couples the same rights under law as marriage, but Cherkasov says the answer to "Are you married?" isn't always yes, and then rights are often denied. He says this is sometimes out of malice, but often out of many members of the public not understanding what a civil union is supposed to mean. He says state lawmakers who intended civil unions to be equal to marriage should simply make civil unions marriage. We'll see a partly cloudy sky today, a high around 100 degrees. That excessive heat warning is still in effect through 6 o'clock tonight. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and a southwest wind at 5 to 10. It's 7:10.